My name is Emily, and I'm currently 20 years old, but the story happened to me when I was about 14 to 15. Me and my family took a road trip one weekend to a mall about 2 hours away from my hometown. It was my mom, grandmother, brother, and myself. The mall was located in a smaller town in Georgia, and we had visited many times before. During this time in my life, I really wanted to be able to go off on my own. So I split up from my family at the time and decided to go into Claire's. If you don't know what Claire's is, it's basically a jewelry store for mainly younger slash adolescent girls. This'll be important for later. I walked inside and started browsing around the store. After about 2 to 3 minutes into looking around the store, I noticed an older man looking at some headbands and other girlish things. I wanted to look at them as well, and so I walked over and stood about 6 feet away from him. I've been listening to scary stories since I was young, so in my mind, I thought it was odd that he was here by himself. I mean, I was expecting his daughter to come up or someone else to be with him. As we were standing there for a while, not one person ever approached him. The man then turns to me and he asks about which ones I like the best, and I gave him my honest opinion. I think that he mentioned something about shopping for his daughter, so I tried to help him the best that I could. I originally had an uneasy feeling about him being there alone, but since he said he was shopping for his daughter as a surprise, I really tried to shake the uneasy feeling I had. I started moving away from him to other sections of the store, just looking at everything, and I noticed he had moved to every section I went to, and would continue to ask me questions. He eventually asked something along the lines of where I was from, and I tried my best to just give him a vague answer. I mean, I don't want some random older man knowing where I lived, even if we were far away from home. I kept moving around the store to kind of see if he would just check out and leave already, but he just continued to browse the store. I eventually checked my phone to a couple of missed calls and texts from my mom, so I texted her back and decided to leave. I knew that she was in the next building over, so as I walked out of the door and into the right, I suddenly saw my mom. She was walking right towards me, so I smiled. I suddenly saw the happy expression leave her face. I can't really describe the expression it had afterwards, as I'd never seen my mom look like that before. She started talking to me as we were walking to the store where my grandmother and brother were. Once we were inside, my mom then told me and my family that she had a really bad feeling, and that's why she called and texted me so many times. And after a few minutes with no response from me, she decided to head over to Claire's to check on me. I just so happened to walk out when she was coming over. My mom went on to say that as soon as I walked out of the door, the man who had been following me rushed out of the door after me and looked like he was going to grab me, and that once he saw my mom walking towards me and talking to me, she said the man's expression changed and he looked pale. Before I could even notice what happened and turned around, she said the man took off. I've never been more grateful for my mom's intuition. I really don't know what could have happened if she didn't come over and meet me when she did. We never called the police about it, and I have no idea if he ever did anything to anyone else. I really wish we could have done something, but he left so quickly, and all my mom was focused on was that I was safe. We always thought that town was safe, so the rest of the trip and subsequent ones, I always stayed really close to my mom. I'm always super cautious when I'm out in public, and I now carry pepper spray and knives. Please protect yourselves, and don't turn away from your gut feelings. They very well may save your life one day.
Several months ago, I sat at a mall food court by myself. I was taking a break from shopping to have something to eat. The mall was very busy, and so was the food court, but I had a lot of shopping to do. I was looking at my phone as I was eating, and out of nowhere, I received a text message. It was not from anyone in my contacts, and the message said, "Hey." I figured that it was a wrong number, and I ignored it. But they texted me again, probably about a minute later. This time, they said, "I see you." I stopped what I was doing and looked up, checking around the crowded food court. Nobody appeared to be looking at me, though. I was sure that this was still a wrong number. I decided to text the number back, though. I said, "Who is this? I think you might have the wrong number." Very quickly, I got a response saying, "No, I have the right number. I can see you eating right now." This response sent a chill down my spine. This particular mall was not that close to my house, probably almost an hour away. I didn't know of anybody who knew that I was here and would prank me, like a friend or something. Plus, this was a new number that I didn't know. I once again looked all around the immediate area. There had to be hundreds of people, and it could have been anyone. It was basically useless to try and guess who it could be. I texted the number back, asking once again who this was. I didn't get a response after this. Now I wasn't really sure what to do. Was this just some harmless prank, or a creep stalking me? I didn't text them back, and just kept eating and minding my own business. But I looked up and scanned the area every so often, trying to find somebody looking at me. It would be like finding a needle in a haystack, though. A few minutes later, the number tried calling me. My phone was ringing, but I had no interest in talking to them. I declined the call. After that, I decided to leave the area. I walked away to keep shopping. I had quite a bit more to do. For the next several hours, I walked all through the large mall into many different stores. I bought a lot of things, and by the time I was done shopping, I forgot all about the random person texting me. I hadn't received any texts since I was in the mall food court. I hadn't been called either. Finally, when I was done shopping, I went to leave the mall. I was within feet of the exit doors when I felt my phone vibrate. I didn't think anything of it and assumed that it was just one of my friends texting me like usual. I took out my phone to check as I approached the doors. The text was from the same unknown person and it said, "Leaving so soon?" I couldn't believe it. I stopped and looked behind me. There was still a decent amount of people in the mall walking around that I could see. Again, nobody was directly looking at me or anything like that. I still had no clue who it was. I decided there to just leave and I walked quickly out of the mall. I checked back to the doors to see if anybody followed me outside though. A few people did leave behind me, but there was no way of really knowing. Nobody seemed to follow me to the area of the parking lot where my car was, and I got inside my car quickly and left. I drove back home, which took about an hour. I was 100% sure that I was done with whoever this person was. Still, I had so many questions. How did they get my number? Why were they watching me? And most importantly, who was doing it? I wondered these things the entire drive back, but I still figured that it was all behind me. After getting home, I went inside and put the things away that I had bought. It was at this time when I received another text. This was pretty strange for whoever this was to still be texting me. They said, "Nice house." I thought they had to be joking. Just to be safe though, I walked over to the front window and looked outside. It was nighttime now, and I carefully peeled back the blinds a little. I saw a car slowly driving down the street past my house. The speed that it was traveling was much slower than cars normally would. Plus, my street is usually fairly quiet. There was no doubt in my mind this was the person who had been texting me. Obviously, I couldn't see inside their car, but I could see that the vehicle appeared to be a smaller sized SUV. It drove off, out of sight, and down the street. I texted back, asking again who was doing this. They didn't respond that time either, which was no surprise. After this, I finally blocked the number. I watched out my window several more times that night, but I never saw the car returning. Since then, nothing like that has happened. I still wonder about it though, and I haven't gotten any answers. Was it some random person stalking me? The fact that they possibly followed me for an hour back to my house just to drive by is really creepy.
When I was 14 years old, my mama dropped me off at the dentist office, which happened to be located inside the closest mall to home. She told me to give her a call when my appointment finished, but I had forgotten to bring my cell phone with me. I wasn't there long, maybe 20 minutes tops. I had no way of calling my mom, so I thought I could ask the receptionist if I was able to use the office phone, but they were using it. So I waited. And waited. I waited for 5 to 10 minutes, but to me, it felt like the longest minutes of my life. The phone was still in use when I decided to look for a phone booth in the mall. Now, I wasn't really sure if the mall had any, but it didn't hurt to look, right? Or so I thought. As I walked to the main entrance, where I assumed the public phones would be at, if any, I noticed three men walking opposite of me on the other side of the pathway. One of them acknowledged me and tapped on the shoulders of the other two, then pointed to me, and then whispered something amongst themselves. Red flags immediately went off. That day, the mall was relatively empty, not too much people around to shop, so I made the decision to turn back to the dentist office. Then they crossed over to my side and started to follow me. That's when I panicked. My heart started racing as I picked up my pace. When I reached the turn to the office down the hall, I looked back to see if they would still follow me there. They did. As I got closer, I saw the restrooms on my left and debated whether to go and hide in there, but I noticed they were locked, so I kept walking. I spotted a family sitting on the bench just outside of the office, so I quickly decided to stay next to them as the seats inside the office were completely filled. I then turned in the direction from where I came from to see if the men were still there. They were now standing and smiling at me before walking towards the restrooms out of sight. I knew they weren't actually inside there since they were locked. I waited a few more minutes, but they stayed hiding. I assumed waiting for me to walk by again, but I walked inside of the office to finally make my call and go home. I will never go back to that mall again. Please be aware of your surroundings.
I don't go shopping in malls or things like that very often, but when I do, I tend to buy a lot of things. Clothes, electronics, whatever. There's a decent-sized mall that's maybe 10 minutes away from where I live, and I go there occasionally. The mall has quite a few popular stores, and just about anything you could want to buy. I went there one weekend, and only had a couple of things that I wanted to get for sure. I was open to buying other things, though. As the day went on, I ended up finding quite a few things. I basically shopped all day, and by the time I was done, my arms were full with bags. I stayed at the mall until some of the stores were closing, and then I decided to finally call it a day. I walked back to my car, which I had parked at the top level of the parking garage attached to the mall. When I got inside of the parking garage, things were significantly less busy. There were far less cars, and when I got to the top level where I had parked, I didn't see any other cars at all. In fact, it appeared that my car was the only one parked there. I walked over to it, but when I got within maybe 75 feet, I heard a noise. The car was sort of around a corner, and the noises were coming from out of my view. I kept walking, and when I was maybe 50 feet away, whoever had been making those noises came into view. I saw about four or five people come around the corner. They walked sort of in front of my car, blocking it. One of the men started walking towards me at that point, and I had a terrible feeling. I knew there were no other cars parked up here, so the men were probably up to no good. Plus, most of them wore dark clothing and sweatshirts with the hoods up. Some of them, I could barely see their face. It was like they were trying to conceal their identities. One of the men held something in his hand, and I couldn't quite tell what it was. With all of my bags in my hands, I turned around and immediately started sprinting for the mall. I ran as fast as I possibly could. One of the men shouted something at me, but I'm not sure what it was because there was a bad echo in there. I don't think they chased me, but I didn't look back to check. I was able to make it back inside the mall, and when I did, I kept walking quickly inside of it. I looked back several times, but I didn't see any of the men. I don't think they followed me into the mall. When I made it back towards the center of the mall, I finally felt safe. There were a few people here and there, although most of the stores inside were closed. I waited there until there was basically nobody else left. Then, I decided that I would try to go to my car once more. I made it there, and luckily this time, the men were gone. I still left as quickly as possible. Looking back at that day, I'm sure that they were going to try to rob me for all that I had bought. Probably my money, too. I reported the incident on the mall website, but haven't heard back. I'm a female employee of a small shop in a decent-sized mall near where I live. Our store is so small that we only have one employee working at once generally. We're an actual store though, not one of those stands that are in the middle of the walkways. We sell mostly accessories and some shoes as well. So one day I was working and by myself like any other. It was sometime in the afternoon and the mall was pretty busy like usual. However, even when the mall was busy, we usually don't get too many customers. I was the only person in the store, and we hadn't had anybody come in a while. At one point, a man walked inside the store. He casually made his way closer to where I was at the very back center behind the counter. Now, to describe the man, I would say that he was fairly short and thin. He wore a gray shirt and black pants, but they didn't seem to fit him well. He had a pretty bad haircut, to be honest, that was also rather messy. And as he got close to me, I could smell smoke and cigarettes. The man basically tried to pick me up. His method was pretty creepy, though. He told me how he had been watching me today, and he thought that I was beautiful. I couldn't get past the part where he said he'd been watching me. I don't remember the rest of what he said, but it wasn't much better. I was friendly to the guy until he suggested I leave right then and there and go with him. When I said no, he asked about when I got done, and I declined his offer in the nicest way I could. The man left after that, walking out of the store and going to the right. I thought that was that, only to see the guy reappear about 20 minutes later. He walked by and slowed down significantly to look inside right at me. I ignored this. The guy didn't wave or anything and just walked past. He came back less than an hour after that and pretty much did the same thing but was farther away. I guess he really had been watching me. It was making me sort of uncomfortable, but as long as he didn't come in the store again, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. There were only a few more customers in the rest of my shift for that day. I tried to ignore what was going on outside, like if the man was walking by or watching me. Things went pretty smoothly for the most part. I ended up getting off of work several hours later. I left the store and started walking down the hallway to the parking garage where I always parked at. It was in the west side of the mall, and it took me maybe 10 minutes to walk there. By this time, the mall was still pretty busy, and there were people all over the place. As I was walking, I made it no more than 100 feet before glancing behind me and seeing the same man again. It was a terrible feeling, knowing that he was still there and he most likely saw me. I kept walking towards the exits, checking back every so often, and each time that I did, not only was the man still following me, but he was slightly closer than before. There were still a number of people between us, but this guy was going to catch up with me eventually. What he planned on doing when he did, I had no idea. I decided to turn at a spot I didn't normally to try and throw the man off. He kept following me there. The thought occurred to me that I could find a mall security guard and tell them about the situation. The only problem was that it was hard to predict where in the mall the security guards would be. We had a decent number of them, but as busy as our mall got, many of them might not be available at once. I walked around trying to find somebody, with the man still trailing me a ways back. This went on for several minutes with no luck. I went down probably 3 or 4 different walkways and saw hundreds of people, but none of them were a security guard. I decided then to just leave. There were so many people that I had to be able to lose the man if I tried hard enough. I began walking faster and more erratic. I got some strange looks from people as I did, but I didn't even care. I went in one of the bigger stores that had a lot of customers in it and saw the man enter not long after me. I went up and down a few aisles of the store and then quickly walked out. Once I was out, I turned a corner extremely fast and then didn't notice the man after me. I had finally lost him. Still, I walked a ways further just to be safe. When I was sure that I had lost him, I finally started going out to my car. I made my way through the rest of the mall, which took a while because I was on the complete other side now. I was very careful and checked for the man over and over. I didn't see him at all though. At last, I had made it out into the parking garage. As I was walking to my car, suddenly, I saw the guy again. He was a pretty far ways away and wasn't looking at me. I quickly walked into the opposite direction, which is where my car was. I walked as fast as I could and finally made it to my vehicle. I wasted no time and got in, started the engine, and drove off. Luckily, I wasn't followed by the guy. I was able to make it home safely. I had the next few days off, and when I worked again, I didn't notice him at all. I haven't seen him since, and I'm hoping that I don't. When I saw the man in the parking garage, I actually think that it was a coincidence. He didn't seem to notice me, and he wasn't by my car either. Still, I will never forget the creepy feeling when I saw him there.
I'm a 16-year-old female, but at the time of the story, I had just turned 14. And with this, was just starting to get some freedom and trust to be more independent. The story I'm going to share is something me and my best friend experienced together. Like I said before, we were getting trusted to do more things on our own, like going to the mall and stuff. Me and my friend Aileen had gone to the mall together all by ourselves. She and I had been running around the store carelessly and had been having a great time when we wanted to stop by for the photo booth. So me and her go sit in there, and after we take the pictures, I tell her that I'm going to go throw away something. The nearest trash can was about 30 feet away, I think. So I walk towards the trash can, and I see these five guys standing by it. They look to be around the ages of 18 to 20. I had noticed them looking at me, and so I smiled at them before walking away, not giving it another thought, and we just keep going around in the mall. Over the span of about an hour, I see them about 5 to 7 times, but I just thought it was a coincidence. Well, me and Aileen take a short break, and we sit down on a bench in between the stores, just talking. We see the boys yet again, but this time much closer to us. They're kind of just walking around in slow circles all around us. I wasn't paying much attention to them, but that's what it seemed like. Well, after a few minutes of this, one of them comes up to me and starts speaking Spanish to me. I speak Spanish as well, so it wasn't that hard to communicate and see what he wanted. He went on to tell me just how beautiful my big blue eyes are, and I just said thank you. He kept giving me compliments about my appearance, and I just kind of looked at my friend, giving her that, "We really need to leave, look." The guy starts asking for my Instagram, and I'm more than uncomfortable at this point, so I just tell him no thank you. He keeps pushing for it and inching closer to us. After he gets that I'm not giving him my Insta, he opens up Snapchat and he asks for my Snap. And again, I just tell him no. He keeps pushing it and asking for different social medias as well as my number. I'm getting really overwhelmed at this point. I then stand up and I get in his face, telling him, "No, I'm not giving you shit." And at this, he seems to get the hint, but he moves on to Aileen to do the same exact thing, asking for her socials. I didn't even let him finish a sentence before I then yell at him to leave us alone. I then grab Aileen and we speed walk away. I was beyond mortified. I told Aileen that we needed to tell her parents about it when they go pick us up, but she kept saying it wasn't a big deal and to drop it. So I did. I noticed those guys a few more times on the way out of the store and in the parking lot waiting for Aileen's parents to come get us. I even got a little worried that they were following us, but I'm sure that was just in my head. When I finally got home, I told my mom about it. She went on to explain to me that things like this will just happen to young women, and I need to be careful. This next part really freaks me out. I don't remember how I got this piece of information. I think my mom told me, but I somehow found out that there was a sex trafficking ring all around that mall. My mom had told me that those guys were probably a part of it, and that she was really proud of me for not giving them my socials, as if I'd be stupid enough to do that. But anyway, that's my story. To all the young women and men out there, do not give your socials or anything else to any stranger who asks. Always tell your parents about the situation and let them handle it.
I'm a female and I work at a clothing store at a mall, and this is something that happened over the summer. I started work at 12 p.m. and was working a closing shift. The mall is open until 9 p.m., but our store closed at 8 on that particular day. It was a Saturday, so the mall was really busy. We got a lot of customers throughout the store, and I was busy basically the whole time. When things started to get interesting, though, was at about 4 p.m. I remember that I was working at one of the four registers that we had, ringing up customers. A woman who I was helping told me that she wanted to let me know that there was a guy in the store that was acting creepy and suspicious. I told the woman thanks for letting us know, and when I was done helping her, I notified another employee. I wasn't quite sure what she meant by creepy and suspicious, but I knew that it wasn't good. And the description of the man was a white male with a green sweatshirt and jeans, about average height. I glanced around the store, but I couldn't see all areas from where I was. Plus, the many racks and displays of clothing that we had everywhere didn't allow me to see all the customers, and I didn't see the man. Not even 5 minutes later, though, I got another complaint. Another woman said that a guy in a green sweatshirt seemed to be following her around the store. When I was done helping her, I decided to go find this guy and ask him what he was doing. I left the counter and started walking around the store. Eventually, I saw him near the back corner. He made eye contact with me for a brief second before looking away. As soon as he saw me walking towards him, he turned around and started walking towards the exit. Then he left. I figured he must have gotten the message without me having to say anything, and he knew he was doing something wrong and was going to get kicked out. I was glad he was gone, so hopefully no more of our customers would be bothered. And for the rest of my shift, everything went great. Things quieted down significantly after 7 p.m, and it was very calm for the final hour of work before getting off. There were three of us employees working, and at 8 o'clock the other two went home, and I stayed back to do a few things. We closed the store by sliding the metal barrier from both sides of the store opening. My last job of the day was to go around the store and make sure that everything was relatively in order. It would usually only take me about 10 or 15 minutes or so. I would go around, sweep the floor, pick up garbage, and if any items were out of place or looking sloppy, I would fix them. Things were taking a bit longer because it had been a Saturday, so there were more things messed up than usual. I started in the front and then made my way to the back. When I was almost done, and at the very back of the store, I was looking through one of the clothing racks, and for some reason, I looked across to the other end. I was looking at the other back corner of the store, and then I noticed something. There was a man, hiding behind a clothing display, inside another rack of clothes, sort of looking out. I could just barely tell that he was wearing green. I realized that it was the same guy that had been here before in that moment. Thankfully, he wasn't looking at me. My heart started racing, but I tried my best to act normal. That corner of the store that he was in was the only section of the store that I hadn't yet cleaned or organized, and I was going to do it next. I sure wasn't going to do it anymore, though. After I finished organizing the rack of clothes that I was, I casually walked over to the front end of the store. When I got there, I stopped and texted the mall security number. I hoped that they would have a quick response. I felt like I shouldn't leave the store because I was the only employee there, but I really wanted to. I stayed right by the front, about as far away as I could get from the guy. Soon, though, I heard a noise coming from the back of the store. As soon as I did, I ran to the gate and opened it, sliding it open just enough for me to get out, and then pushing it shut behind me. When I did, I just barely saw the man coming into view. I walked to the business next door and saw a security guard walking towards me from down the hallway. I waved him over, and in that same time, saw out of the corner of my eye behind me the man leaving the store that I worked at. I pointed at him, and basically the security guard had to chase the guy down. He did end up getting caught, and I had to make a report. I was just happy to be okay, though. Looking back at that, I'm so glad I saw the man when I did, because it's really creepy to think how he was hiding in the store alone with me as I was working.